I can't not be a jerk, can I?
No, it's not like, your power.
I know. I don't know how to do it. I wouldn't be me if I wasn't just a dick.
So I'm glad you realize it.
I know. I'll embrace it.
That's a cool shirt, though.
Thank you. I got compliments. Compliments on the soccer field today.
Nice.
Yes.
Was it Gary Gygax or Gyjax?
Gary Gygax.
Gygax.
That created D&D.
Dungeons & Dragons.
Yes.
When the people that you know don't like you.
Like me.
And you change your friendships in.
Like this one.
Tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
Oh, that was classic. Just clear your throat in the middle of a
Sorry
song.
Sorry about that. I lost my voice right in the middle of it. By the way, it's warm in here.
It is.
But I turned it down already. I guess it...
I run hot. Maybe I just bring the room up. Hopefully, like I'm like a steamy little keg that comes walking in.
As that's it.
It's everything
you
up.
Just emanate heat from you. Hopefully, as the thing goes on here, we cool down.
I just came from a soccer game.
How'd they go?
They lost, as usual. Owen scored a goal, though,
nice.
Finally. Yeah, he scored his first goal.
Awesome. First?
But, yeah, well, they only played two games. But the first game...
First ever?
No, first goal this year.
Oh, okay.
His over-under, or his plus-minus, you know what that is? Like, it's a hockey term where, like... If you're on the ice when they score a goal, it's a minus one.
Oh, okay.
And if you're on the ice when your team scores a goal, it's a plus one. So they can tell who's if you're always on the ice when they always score a goal, you can tell when the other team scores a goal. They can tell maybe you're not so good at hockey.
I see.
Well, I think the first game his plus minus was like -16. It was opening of the season. They like blew the whistle. The kid just ran down. 14 seconds later, it was 1-0.
You're not helping. You're not helping.
But you know what? They did it way better today. They only lost by two. So
nice.
Good for them.
And, awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
Soccer.
Yeah. Silas used to play soccer, but now he all he does is jiu-jitsu once a week. So we go on Sundays. And last week it was great. It was at 1 o'clock, and Laura invited neighbors to come over and hang out at 2 o'clock. Well, guess what time the Colts game was on?
Yeah, okay.
1 o'clock.
Guess who had a pool party opening Sunday of the NFL season.
during the Pittsburgh Steelers game?
No, well, they played Monday. They played. Oh, right. That technically wasn't really a game. They were there.
That's different.
I mean, they showed up and waved at the crowd and everything. They had uniforms on.
Fine. You have a pool party on that weekend. That's not having a pool party during the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I'll give them that. That was the only saving grace. That was the only reason I went, because I was like, you're lucky that this isn't, you know, the Steelers are playing.
By the way, speaking of Steelers and former Steelers, just wanted to go back and revisit this from last week. We were talking. Larry was here. By the way, Larry Morgan is on assignment, and Sam Farmer on assignment, and Josh Fligger is here.
Where's I'm Sam? Do we know where he's at this week? Is he probably following the Rams?
I don't know. He might be doing the Rams game. Last week he was in Charlotte.
Yeah,
he was in Charlotte covering the Rams Panthers.
Did you see Cam Newton's hat?
No.
Did you see what Cam Newton wore after the post game?
I did. What was it? I forget.
It was like a. He looked like my grandma when it rains. They wear that.
Yeah, like it was a do-rag.
Yeah, it was like a bonnet. Scarf. Not a bonnet. Like a scarf. Yeah.
But speaking of last week when we were talking on this show, we were talking about Antonio Brown and his flame out. But anyway, getting finally to the point that you brought up.
What was that, by the way?
Antonio
Fryer. Oh, okay.
The story just.
As it's breaking today.
It just broke hours ago. It's
worth talking about because it sounds like it's done until
it's done.
Some idiot team decides to pick him up.
And I'll tell you what, when you flame out with teams that attract the shittiest people on earth as fans, like the Steelers and the Raiders, there's nowhere to go but what? New England?
Boo!
Right? I said that last week. What happened? Like minutes later,
I called it. I called it before that.
No, not
before
that.
I did.
No, afterwards you did. I believe you concurred. Did you before that?
No, I don't know. I always came in. I came in knowing that he was going to go to the New England. That was just a done deal.
It's just
everybody
ridiculous.
In the league knew that. Not saying that I'm in the league, but everybody in the league was like, there was reports that were player like Seattle and a couple other teams like made initial offers, but then when they once they found out New England was involved, they just withdrew their offer because they're like, we know where he's going. Yeah. This is all it was. Well, it was set up.
Some people believe the conspiracy that it was intended to be that all along.
Yeah, yeah, and then the news after that, which is just stunning that he will play this week.
Well, we'll see.
They're not putting him on the exempt list, and the Patriots aren't saying whether he's playing, but he will be on the roster. Let's put
that's just
way.
More Bill Belichick bullshit.
Oh, God.
To obfuscate.
Scumbags. Just scumbags.
Anyway.
Hey, you know what? Do we want to talk about the Patriot way and how glamorous this Patriot way is? Bob Kraft arrested for sex.
Right.
Patrick Chung. Got busted with snorting a bunch of rails, doing a bunch of cocaine. But, you know, he's still playing because the criminal charges haven't come down yet. He had a tight end that went to jail for murder.
Aaron Hernandez.
Let's see. Your coach has been caught cheating like 3 times. Your quarterback has been caught cheating one time. But there's the Patriot way. Hey, guess who's Super Bowl MVP was last year? Oh, that's right. He had a 4-game suspension for PEDs at the beginning of the season. Let's talk about the Patriot way.
Hanging from the bar in Foxborough in the stadium is the tractor that cleared that path in the snow.
Yeah, exactly.
For the kicker to kick the field goal that won the game. It's pretty great.
I don't want to hear about the Patriot way ever again because it's just a bunch of bullshit. They're the biggest. I'm not going to get into it.
Speaking of things that anger me about football, though, and the whole thing won't be about football today, but this horse shit, the Colts game ends in overtime. They're playing the Chargers. This bullshit rule that both teams don't get to possess the ball.
If one
goes down and scores a touchdown, the game's over.
Yeah.
Then fuck it. Just flip a coin at the end of the game. Just let it, because that's what it comes down to. Just flip a coin.
Yeah.
That is a garbage rule.
But it's better than it was before.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
It
was. Because you know why? The other team would have never scored a touchdown. They just kicked a field goal.
Yeah, but both teams possess the ball.
Right, but
the other team. But I'm saying the other way
they didn't. Nobody. It was the exact same rule. At least if they kicked the field goal, the Colts would have got the ball back. You know what I mean? I'm saying it's better than the old rule, but not the best rule.
Kick a field goal. The Colts get the ball. If they don't score, they don't get a field goal. Then they don't win. If they get a touchdown, they do win.
Yeah.
Both teams should have their hands on the goddamn ball after. Otherwise, just flip a coin.
And why do they only play 10 minutes? I think that's dumb. Yeah. Well, they should do that 15.
I understand they want to end the games. They want to have it decisive.
But they're not wanting to end the games if they say if you score a touchdown, the game's over. They should be like, at least, and it's only 10 minutes. I'm like, what happens if both teams go 3 and out or like 6 and out or something like that? I'm like, it's not that hard. Ties, there shouldn't be ties in the NFL.
I'm fine with ties. Yeah. As long as ties both teams
that's why
get
soccer
to hold
stinks.
The ball.
It's because of ties. So that's why soccer sucks.
No, soccer sucks because it's boring.
Because it's a 0-0 tie and the ball's been bouncing around the middle of the field for 45 minutes.
I try to get excited about soccer. I can't. I just can't. It goes all the way down there. My niece
is really good at it, and I think might even get a scholarship maybe, and I still can't even get into it. I'm just like, it's this way. The kid's good. And I don't understand the rules, like offsides. It just doesn't make sense. Like
you can't pass a certain line.
No, there's not even a line. It's like you can't be the guy with the you can't be in front of the guy with the ball or something. And then it's just like, okay, why not? Or at least put a line down or something. It's just
yeah.
And you know what? If you like it, good for you. Better for you. I don't understand it.
I'll tell you what's great though.
It's annoying.
Is that we don't have a lot of screen time for Silas, particularly during the school year.
Yeah.
But, on football Sunday, I want to watch the Colts play.
Yeah.
And what's great is now he's excited about football.
Yeah.
He's excited about football, quote, air quotes, because he likes the commercials. And he calls them.
Did he just crap his pants on Super Bowl Sunday?
He calls them trailers. Like, can I watch some trailers?
Hey, did you see that Budweiser trailer?
Yeah, it's divine. But you know what I have to do, because some of it's just bloody awful, these commercials that they'll air. So I got to like pause the TV at the beginning of the commercial break and then fast forward everything to get to the
get a sandwich or something.
They'll show anything. It's, you know, guns and murder and blood and all the, you know, and that's just the
tampon commercial.
Send your cards and letters to Joshua J. Fleeger at gmail.com along with your dick pics.
I got some pics this week. Not over dick pics, though. I got some pictures. it's good to be here, people. It's good to be here.
That amused me a little more than it should have. It's hot as
sweating like a pig. Thank God we got the AC on. Hold, please. There's no way he edits this out either.
And we're back.
Okay, good.
Just now, hot now it's security. Coming in cool. There you now go. Now it's coming in cool. This is 9:30 in the morning. And
is this maybe one of the earliest we've done?
I think it is. And it hasn't gotten warm enough for the compressor to kick on, but now I've turned it down enough. So
And yes.
Feels and by the way, the mess in here, it's kind of more disorderly than usual.
Really? I think it's a little bit more cleaner.
Is it?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I did pick up, I guess, a few things and reorganize them. The reason I had to do that was I come out here, you know, beginning of last week, and I see a cricket.
Was he sitting on top of a Cheez-It?
He was wearing a top hat and a cane.
Remember, didn't we find a cricket on a Cheez-It under here? Or is it on a guitar pick?
When you wish upon a star.
Hi, Andy.
I'm your conscience. Jiminy.
You stepped right on it. Just kept on going.
Squish. that's the thing. I saw one, and then I'm like, oh, okay, well, it's just one. And, you know, I mean, they're bugs in this world, and they're all around. We have, you know, the natural bug spray people, E. cola. You know, they do the – it's not poison. It's, you know,
is this that shit plant, you're talking
plant-based
about?
Stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's, peppermint and whatever else.
Yeah, well, what was that stuff you were talking about? Well. The sprinkle on the ground that kills bees?
Oh, that's diatomaceous earth.
Yes.
Yeah. No, this is like
diatomaceous earth.
So anyway, you know, this stuff works, and we'll see after they come, you know, next couple of days, you might see a dead cockroach or whatever, but that's my favorite kind of cockroach.
Diatomaceous earth sounds like he plays for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's a defensive back.
Lineman?
No, he's a defensive back.
DeBrickishaw Ferguson? Diatomaceous
earth? Ha-ha, Clinton Dix.
He hate me.
All right, so I'm sorry.
Anyway, the next day I come in here and I see two crickets, and I'm like, oh, shit.
And they both went, hi, Andy, and you listen.
When you wish upon a star. Squish.
Squish.
So anyway, I see, I'm like, well, fuck it, it's time to call these people back and have them spray. Because I've never had them spray in here. Because I never have had any kind of food in here or any kind of problem whatsoever.
Right.
But thanks to you.
What did I do?
Your Christmas Chex Mix.
Oh, blame
the
it on.
That came in,
ever blame the Christmas Chex Mix, Andy Chanley. These are fighting words. I'm saying you're crossing the line.
What did we find in here? There was a Cheez-It left in here on the ground. And just one Cheez-It with a dead cricket laying sprawled over it.
Yep, and he died of a sodium overdose.
So that's the only food that's ever been in here. And so I blamed you. I was cursing your name. But anyway,
I brought you delicious Chex Mix, and you get one cricket, and it's my fault.
You might as well just brought me crickets.
did eat crickets in here.
And set them loose.
We actually ate crickets.
Maybe
wonder
one of
if
them
they
came
saw
back to life.
It. Yeah. I wonder if they were watching us like,
Mommy!
Fucking monsters. Look at those two monsters. I'm going to one-up you. What? Guess what I want? I went and grabbed my shoe last Sunday to put my shoe on. I think it was last Sunday. Grabbed my shoe. Yeah, I grabbed my shoe to go to the stupid swim pool party. and I pull my shoe, and a salamander just comes running
salamander?
Across. It was like, or a newt or something. I was like a little lizard just takes off and running around my dining room.
I love those little lizards. I think they're great.
I jumped and screamed like a girl, but then I laughed because I was like, it's not going to do anything. But I was like, Owen, come here. And I made him stand there, and I'm like, you watch that corner. If anything comes out of there, you just need to watch where he goes. And I went and got a Tupperware container, and then I did like the trap him and then scoot a piece of cardboard underneath.
Right.
And then took him outside and threw him over the fence.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we went on our honeymoon, we went to Queensland, Australia, and we stayed on this tropical fruit farm. And so they had these little cabins, right?
Was it a pineapple farm? Why do you?
Oh my God! It wasn't pineapple. What's
the deal with you and these tropical fruit farms?
They're amazing.
How many have you been to?
Two.
Oh, okay. Because I feel like you've been like you should have a passport stamped of like all the tropical fruit farms that you've visited. Like you have spoons. You have spoons on your wallet. So it's like pineapple farm and coconut farm and kiwi farm. Like all these.
Well, we did go to the dole plantation. I guess that made it.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Anyway, organic fruit farms. Mm-hmm. And this is a place where they grew, oh my God, so much exotic stuff. Hairy lychee.
What'd you call me?
You know,
I love that guy.
Lychee fruit that have like the hair, like the fronds off of them. They're red.
I have no idea what you're talking.
They're big in China and the Chinese New Year or whatever. They look like
hairy. So it's literally hairy. Not like H-A-R-E.
They look like hairy red eyeballs. They're not. It's not really.
You sold me.
Yeah,
I'll take six.
Those mangosteens.
What?
Jackfruit. All kinds of stuff like that they grew there, and guava. It was just, you know, because it's tropical.
Have you ever had dragon fruit?
And they have dragon fruit.
Have you ever had that?
Yes.
What do you think?
It's good.
I thought it was pretty flavorless.
Yeah. Well,
it's just like sweet.
What I had there, I've not had any except for there. And what happened was each morning we would go to the main, you know, house, the kitchen, whatever, mm-hmm. and they would have a bowl of fresh fruit cut up for us, waiting for us from the farm. And it was just glorious. It was really, really, really great. And some of it, you know, slimy and weird.
Yeah.
And, you know, you had to try it, though. Yeah. It was amazing. Yeah. All of it. Why did I start talking about that? Oh, get into our little hut, right? Our little cabin. Mm-hmm. And in the cabin, in the bathroom, there was a bathroom window and a light up above it. And there are a bunch of these, you know, little gnats, you know, flying around the light, attracted to the light. And there was a family of geckos living in the windowsill. There were like two or three geckos in there, and they were eating the bugs that were, you know, hanging around the light.
Just let them hang.
Yeah, we just let them hang. And what's weird is Laura, who, you know, hates bugs, and I don't love bugs. Like, if there were a cockroach in there, I wouldn't be able to sleep, or a spider. But with the geckos, we were perfectly happy. They were so cute.
I sprayed them with hairspray.
Name one of them Gordon. Little Wall Street nod.
Yeah.
And then we leave, right? We go out to dinner, and we come back. And she had her hairbrush laying on the you know, the vanity there.
Uh-huh.
We come back, and we look down, and one of the tiniest little geckos is in the middle of her hairbrush. He's like holding on to like four bristles with his hands and feet. He was like, don't mind me. It was so darling. And I actually have a footage of one of the geckos, and we put it in a little video that we put together of our little movie of our honey movie. And
you're on fire today.
And there's like a little part where you see one of the gecko. We see Gordon going after a bug, and he gets it. It slaps it up with his tongue.
I don't.
I could have him around all the time.
Nah,
I don't mind.
I'm out on reptiles.
I don't mind him.
I'm just reptiles. I'm out.
In general, reptiles. I don't.
I mean,
like
I wasn't
snakes.
Scared of the little newt, but it was like I wasn't happy he was in my house.
And
they're gross looking.
I don't like bearded dragons.
What are those?
Ones that have the waddle.
When we were when we lived in Hollywood, we had a house, and one time I walked in the kitchen, and I swear to God, there was like a 1-foot-long giant lizard just running around our kitchen, and our cats just chasing it, and it crawled underneath the sink somewhere, and we never saw it again. Yeah, I always told that story to the girls that we brought home. I was a real pleaser. I'm like, yeah, there's a lizard around here somewhere. I ain't seen a son of a bitch.
And then you unzip your pants.
Here he is.
Found him.
Jesus. God, the ladies are really going to love this podcast. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, I had to see that coming. I mean, literally. Oh, heavens. So everything else good in your life? How's work? We haven't checked in on work in a while. You loving it?
Yeah, I love it. I think it's great. that's all I got to say about that.
You ever see Ryan Seacrest?
Oh, I've got three gigantic pictures of him that stare at me every day, and I just want to throw my fist through them. And there's these... okay, not that this is ever going to happen. This will never happen because I really like this job, and I would probably never act like this. But if I ever get fired... There's these three pictures of Rush Limbaugh that I have to walk past every day. And I just...
Excellence in broadcasting.
And he's like, there's one of them, he's like wearing a suit, but he's doing like this tough linebacker pose. And the other one, he's got this cocky look with a cigar in his face. And the other one, he's giving you like double gun fingers or something. And he's like pointing at you. And I just want to look at him. I just want to punch those pictures so bad. And I have to walk past them like 10 times a day. And every time a little piece of me dies inside. And it's like, and it's the first thing when I come in, I'm like, if I can just get past these pictures the rest of the day, it'll be okay. I might have to find an alternate route to the bathroom. I literally walk all the way around the building just so I don't have to pass the Rush Limbaugh pictures. Just because of his face. You know what I mean? Just the way he's looking at you, it just makes me nuts. You know what I watched last night? I was speaking of linebacker poses that was awesome.
Porn?
Before porn. The NFL Network had... the 100 greatest plays of all time. And it was...
NFL football plays.
Yeah, and I couldn't turn myself away from it. I was like, I don't want to watch this stuff. And then number 99 came on, I was like, oh! And then number 98 came on, I was like, oh my God! I'm like, at one point, I'm like, Cindy, you got to come here. Got to come here and see this. They put like number 50 or something, the Tim Tebow play against the Steelers. I'm like, this is not the top 50 plays of all time in the NFL. It was blown coverage. How is this? City's like, you're just mad because it's against your boys. I'm like, I'm mad because it's not like a great football play. It's just a wide open pass. And
what number was the immaculate reception?
So I watched this thing, and it's like part one and part two.
It's 6 hours long.
Each episode, I think, was an hour long. So I started at like 5:00. The next thing I know, it's like 7:00, and they're on number 30. And then all of a sudden, like, they stopped. They didn't run the top 30. I'm like, son of a bitch. I watched 70 plays and don't even get to see the top 30. But I know the immaculate reception didn't happen. James Harrison's interception in the Super Bowl didn't happen. Lynn Swann's awesome catch in this other Super Bowl didn't happen yet. So there's a whole bunch of.
Was David Tyree catching the ball?
That didn't happen yet. Garo Yupremian's pass of the Super Bowl where he throws it off his own head and then the Washington catches it and returns it for a touchdown in 73, I think, or 72. That was on there. They had a bunch of like ridiculous plays like Jim Marshall is running the wrong way. That was on there. So it wasn't all like big. And some of them were like Don Beebe knocking the ball Leon Lett's hand during a Super Bowl. All right, let's stop talking about football. This has been way too much football. Nobody gives a shit anymore. But that's what I did last night.
Nice. What a way to waste time.
I know. I was sitting there going, you know what? I got to get up and do something else. And then like the Steve Atwater hit on Christian Okoye would happen. And I'd be like, oh my God, this is amazing. I'll just watch the next one.
You know what I was doing last night?
What'd you do?
I came out here and did
a
bunch
of
voiceover auditions.
Yeah, did you see any crickets?
No.
Did you open the door and there was like four of them? They're like, no. Hi, Andy.
When you wish.
Squish, 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 squish.
No, I did voiceover auditions. Came out here. And voiceover has gotten only more difficult to do.
Is there a reason?
Well, that's interesting. I called my agent. Did I tell you about this? Mm-mm. I called my agent, I don't know, like 4 or 5 months ago. And I said, hey, Tom, you have a second? He said, yeah, sure, buddy. Always. And I said, well, I was just wondering if you had seen any trace of my voiceover career.
He's like, nope.
And he kind of scream laughed. He's like, sorry, didn't mean to laugh in your face. The timing on that was impeccable. That was great. He's like, here's the story. There are a number of reasons why things have just gone to shit. Mm-hmm. And he was explaining how one of the main reasons, well, you got celebrities. You know, when I first got into voiceover 20-some years ago, celebrities wouldn't touch TV voiceovers with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah.
But then shortly after that, George Clooney starts doing Budweiser and Christian Slater does Panasonic.
Yep.
And all this, and now you can't keep them out of it.
Yeah.
And it's just easy money and nobody looks the
other
way.
I hear some of that a lot on radio too.
All the time. And that's what sucks up a lot of this business. So then in addition to that, when I first started, there were like 10,000 people that professionally did voiceover in New York, Chicago, and L.A. combined. Now there are like 10 million. You know, anybody with an iPad,
yes,
and
exactly,
a snowball mic in their bedroom will send in shit and, you know, and see what happens.
I'll give you a snowball mic.
Basically, advertisers don't give a shit about working non-union anymore. They're perfectly happy to do that. And on top of that, you've got there isn't really such a thing as a campaign anymore. Like, you're the guy for, for McDonald's.
It's not completely dead, but there's some. Like,
you will get the internet only ad for McRib, and that's all they're casting right now, and you get that. Then somebody else is going to get the two Egg McMuffins for $3 thing that goes on radio, and that's all they'll get. Somebody else will get the ba-da-ba-ba-ba for the football ads that they run on Sunday,
right,
and that's it. No one gets the entire universe of
McDonald's.
I was
thinking anymore, more like the Sprint guy. Like the.
There is that. There are a few of those,
yeah,
but there aren't very many. You know, and if you get the holy grail of, you know, like the voice of Lexus or something like that, and they stick with you, that's a life changer. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that's $750,000 a year. That's a win the lottery. But again, there are, you know, 100,000 people reading for it. So the chance of getting there is much more difficult as time goes on. So I book stuff here and there, mm-hmm, but not like it used to be. The business has gotten really, really hard. So I was out here doing auditions, and I've got a bunch of them I have to do yet before Monday. But I was out here, and I'm like, you know what? It's late. Kids are in bed. It's after 9 o'clock. I think I'd like a glass of wine. But I should finish the reads before. And then I'm like, well, fuck it. I'm not booking anything when I'm stone cold sober. So let's give it a try.
That's a little grease in these gears.
Yeah. So I had a little glass of wine and then did a couple of reads. And I listened back to them like, you know what? Those are pretty good.
It comes out midnight. You're not wearing any clothes. You're holding a bottle of wine.
Right. Well, one of them was an animated character.
Oh, I'll bet you that was.
And yeah. And I'm like, wow, you know, it kind of takes the stick out of your ass a little bit.
There you go. Don't share your secrets.
So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Well, it's funny. I was talking to somebody about this yesterday, about, you know, I can't be on the radio after alcohol. I just can't. Even if it's like a beer, because...
you're afraid.
Yeah,
you're afraid you're too loose.
Yes, and you're afraid that after a while you're starting to slur a little bit. And there's nothing worse than the feeling of being in a studio with fluorescent lights and sobering up.
Yeah.
Over the course of 4 hours.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's just not a fun.
Right.
It's not a good color.
And it's hard to be enthusiastic when you're getting you got a dry mouth, you got a slow throbbing headache in the back of your head. There's nothing good about it.
I just don't enjoy it. And I've had, you know, go to like Christmas parties and then go to work. It's like, shit, really? Well, this is not going to be fun. Anyway, I was thinking about, and I stay in school, kids. Don't go on the radio
inebriated.
But I was thinking back about, there are only two times that I was psychotropically altered that I was on the radio that I can think about. And one was when I was I just started my radio career in Lafayette, Indiana. And I was filling in. I was doing evenings, right? And the guy that usually did that shift was on vacation. So he came by at the end of the week, and he's like, hey, you want to smoke a joint?
I think we talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I you know,
I was about to say,
have a little puff give, and the next day and that night, somebody, like different people that had no idea what was going on, came to me, including the program director, the next day and said, Hey, that was really great last night. That was some of the best radio I've heard in a long time. Good job. That was tremendous. This guy was an asshole, right? Couldn't please him in any way, shape, or form, and went out of his way to say how wonderful he thought that was. Then the next time, I was down in Indianapolis, and I was doing overnights, trying to get one of the morning show, but they called me the morning after I got an impacted wisdom tooth out, and I was on Vicodin. They said, hey, can you do fill in this evening?
Were you still able to, like, were you swollen and like weird, like that?
No, that had worn off.
Okay.
But I still, you know, I'd take it. I felt like there was wearing it. Yeah. So I got dropped off at the station and I go in there.
You can't drive, but you can run a microphone.
Right? I don't tell anybody what was going on. And I go in and they say, oh, by the way, Offspring are coming in to take over the station. Yeah. And it was just when that Smash album, their first album, came out, and they were, you know, hitting big with Keep Them Separated. Was it Come Out and Play? Is it the song?
Don't and look at me.
That's
when it
comes huge.
To Offspring.
And they have another song in the charts. And they bring in that song Roots Radical by Rancid. The first time it had ever been played, it was on a cassette. Dexter Holland is in there with the whole band. And we're taking phone calls and having a great time. Afterwards, the PD opens the door and says, that was top-notch radio. That was great. I had the morning show in 2 weeks. And
you
both of those times,
all to be wasted on the air.
It was crazy.
I was just about what I was going to say.
There might be something to say about loosening up a little bit. I don't recommend pharmaceuticals as the way to do that. And I certainly wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
on
you know,
basis,
it depends on what you do too. Don't loosen up
a
little. Yeah, don't loosen up and then like go build a deck.
Yeah.
Don't start running power tools. Be like, I'm just gonna take a few drinks, knock the edge off here before I run this bandsaw.
Yeah. How many people do you think show up in emergency rooms because they were drinking beer and building home
nail gun right in the back of the hand,
right through their foot.
The nail gun. I don't think I should ever be allowed near a nail gun.
I can't. I wanted one. When I was doing like roofing the shed, little shed talk here.
It's been a couple episodes.
I really thought, oh my God, wouldn't a nail gun be great here? I'm like, nope. There's no fucking way. There's no way I'd have that here.
I was walking the dogs with Owen the other day, and like a tree branch had fallen off on like a giant big tree branch had fallen down on the middle of the road. So the fire department was there, and they had just got there, and they pull out this gigantic chainsaw, and he starts it up, and I'm standing there, we're walking past.
Yeah.
With it's me, Owen, and the two dogs.
And this is like the gigantic saw.
The one that has like the exhaust. Yeah, it has like the exhaust pipe like of a Volkswagen.
It could cut a car in half if it had to.
Right.
Yeah.
And he pulls it out, and he just starts going in town. I'm just standing there with a semi, just watching him. I'm like, oh, this is so. And I go to Owen, and I'm like, I've always wanted
with a semi.
I'm just watching this guy cut the tree with the chainsaw, and Owen's just sitting there, and he's like, and I'm like, oh man, I want a chainsaw so bad. And he's like, Owen stops. He goes, why? And I looked at him, I'm like, why not? And he stopped and thought about it and just like nodded his head and kept on walking. Yeah. He was just like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I went up to my best friend Adam, lives up in Nevada City, and I helped him clear some brush. We were talking about that. And having a chainsaw, chopping up some wood.
Oh.
That's something a manly man says.
Oh, I love chainsaws. I wanted a chainsaw since I was like a little kid.
I was wearing chaps to do it.
Yeah, you told me. Assless.
Is there any other kind? If there is, I don't want to know about it. Oh, good God.
So I got a few emails. I should probably, you know, I've been really poor on Facebook lately. I'm gonna try to post these on our, post some pictures. I'll describe them because they're pretty great.
Dude.
So Cammy sent me a couple of them, and the first one is, so it's like, okay, you know how you go like into the lobby of like a hotel or something, they have like the big TVs and they just kind of slowly rotate photos.
Sure.
You know, it's like a background thing or something.
Yeah, pond with the lily pads.
Yeah,
and
so
stuff,
she sends me this one of this couple in Jamaica, and it sounds like, you know, a picture comes up like every 10 minutes, and it's an old couple dry humping. dog used to howl on a balcony. What? And I guess it like comes up every 10 minutes in the lobby. and it's this, like, picture your mom and dad doing it.
The look of glee on his face.
I know. And then she also sent me another great one of a dead raccoon on the side of a road with a get well soon balloon tied to his toe. Now these are the pictures I really appreciate. Thank you, Cammy. That's you get an A plus.
Now send him a picture of a semi.
You never heard of a semi?
I've never.
Leather. You've heard of leather, haven't you?
No.
That's a porn term.
What's it mean?
Leather. It's when the guy's got, he's got fully erect, but he's not fully flaccid either. He's in the middle. He's got leather.
How do you know this?
He's got leather.
How do you know this?
I live in Hollywood, man. These terms here. You've never heard of leather?
No.
Leather. I've got leather.
That's the name.
Yep.
That's the name. Let's see. Here we go.
Hey, Afris.
Oh, there he is.
This is Low Energy Mike from Northeastern Oregon.
Hi, Mike.
Today I wanted to talk about the place I live, the Grand Ronde Valley. I think that's supposed to mean big round, but it's really more of an oval. 35 miles by about 15 miles. There are mountains all around. That's where we go to play. The big city here is La Grande, with a population of a little over 13,000. It gets crowded. They have traffic lights, stop signs. I avoid La Grande as much as possible. The other towns in the valley are Somerville, Imbler, Elgin, Union, and Cove. I used to live in Union. My family moved there in 1974 from Oregon City. Now I live in Cove, with a population of around 600. Not a bad place to live for a ditch-digging man. Talk to you later.
No, ain't no stop sign going to stop Low Energy Mike.
Yeah, I love it. They got stop signs.
Lights, traffic
swim
lights.
Pools, and movie stars. And the dramatic pause in there was fantastic.
I know.
That was great.
Should we, like... I feel like we should probably try to get him on the phone at some point.
I worry that Yeah, they say be careful meeting your heroes.
Yeah, that's true. And plus, you don't want to. We want to keep like a little bit of mystery,
yeah,
too, right?
That's what I'm
saying. I don't want to learn everything about it.
I know.
I want it to slowly trickle out of Low Energy Mike.
We learn.
Ew, I just threw up my mouth a little bit saying that. Yeah, so that's Slow Energy Mike for you.
Larry,
thanks, buddy.
Alex has to get us our theme song.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that.
Yeah, we need that, man. Toot the Sweet. Let's see here.
What? Let's toot.
Hey, Andy, Josh, Larry, and Sam. This is Trucker Joe from Northern California.
What's up?
Anyway, I know you haven't heard from me in a while because I was listening to Andy talk about his griddle and I fell into a coma. Anyway, just listened to the latest episode and I got to say, I love Larry. No one busts Andy's balls like Larry. I love it. Anyway, great show, guys. Take care.
Give me a toot.
He gave you one at the beginning.
Yeah, I know. That is a very good form of payment. I appreciate it.
Trucker Joe, well done.
Thank you for the toots.
Well done. One more?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. There
we go. Hey, you know what? Good job on getting this to work.
Thanks, bud.
I mean,
hi, Gaffers. This is Lisa from Santa Clarita, originally from Indiana.
Ooh.
First of all, I just wanted to thank you all for the joy and the stress relief that you bring me on my long drive into work every week. And I'm probably way behind, but you were talking about allergies to garlic and onions and things.
Yeah.
The term for all those things are alliums, A-L-I-U-M-S. And yes, I have it. It really sucks. And what's worse is I didn't always had it. So I do know how good garlic and onions taste. I just can't eat them anymore. On a positive note, though, I did find out that in Italy, they really don't cook with as much garlic as they do here in Italian cooking. So if I'm ever able to travel to Italy, I can probably eat. Thanks again. Love the show. Really appreciate it. Go Colts.
Go Bye. Colts. I love it. Thank you, Lisa. That was sucks. Very nice.
Sorry, Lisa. I mean... She has the aliens.
Alliums.
She can't eat alliums.
Alliums. Yeah, I guess so. That man.
And she knows what it's. She developed it, so she knows what it's like.
That's the thing. That's the thing. Now let me ask you a question. Speaking of this,
go ahead and ask me a question.
I make. My family tells me some of the best nachos around.
Well, that's a pretty bold statement.
And I've got it. Do you want to know my process?
Do you want to give away the secret to making the best nachos in the world? I mean,
sure.
I don't want to
take it to the grave.
Okay, go ahead. Share your knowledge of nachos.
I have a pan, right? A sheet and something covering the bottom of it.
Okay.
And then I take...
Is this something maybe you could use a griddle for? Go ahead and tell your recipe, but then think about this later.
It was already brought up. Laura wanted to know if I wanted to make camping nachos. I'm like, that sounds like a fucking mess. Anyway...
But sounds like it would be the most amazing thing in the world to be
delicious.
Sitting out in the middle of the woods eating griddle camping nachos.
Yes. Anyway, I open up the bag of chips and I get the big unbroken chips.
Okay, we need to stop and we need to figure out, you need to tell me what kind of base these chips are and the shapes.
Oh, they're usually, I think they're corn.
Yellow corn or the white corn?
I think most often Lara gets white corn. Sometimes they're blue corn or yellow, but most often white and triangular in general.
Okay.
Folded over.
Starting off on a good foot, but go ahead.
Anyway, I take them and I lay them out on the sheet so that they, as best I can, kind of tessellate. They cover, they make it a complete...
You don't want one whole chip taking up all the goodies. You want to layer all that, yes.
You want it spread out, and you don't want them overlapping so the chips underneath don't get what they need to get.
You want
a
semi-overlap.
A semi-overlap, just a slight overlap.
A lot of semis in the show today.
Not that kind of
leather.
Semi. Not that kind of semi-overlap. Daddy, these taste funny.
All right, go ahead.
So you do that, and then I take just a little bit of shredded cheese and just a sprinkling of it, right, to kind of bind those chips all together.
Okay, so you're a believer, because there's two different camps on this. You're a believer that just shredded cheese, that those are nachos.
Well, no. I'm not finished.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Jump the gun.
I put the just a light sprinkling of cheese there, and then I'll put on black olive, sliced black olive, and spicy black beans.
Yes.
Whole black beans, the pinto beans, and have those sprinkled through there. And then I will, on half of it, because not everyone's down with it yet, I very finely chop onion and sprinkle some
onion.
What
kind of onion?
Usually white onion. Sometimes red onion.
Try green onion sometimes.
Ooh. Yeah. And then I will sprinkle more cheese over that, and I take that and just a little bit of whatever I've got on hand in the way of fajita seasoning or taco seasoning or even chili powder will work fine. Just a very light dusting on there. Put that in the oven and let that part bake for like 5 minutes.
Right.
So it melts. Take that out. Put another layer of chips over that, just like I did the first one.
This is a nacho lasagna.
And then you put on just a little bit of cheese, the black olives, the beans, little onion, and then more cheese, more powder.
This sounds great.
You do that like 3 times, and then at the end you take it out and you put on the other
stadium cheese.
Well, no, the stuff that's less durable in the oven, like if you have
tomatoes,
or salsa,
or whatever,
avocado. Or anything like that, and some hot sauce, that and some sour cream. That all then goes on top of it, and it's delightful. My question to you is: one of those ingredients, the onion, is onion acceptable or?
Oh, it's absolutely
acceptable. Crucial to a wonderful
I
batch
think
of nachos.
Acceptable, encouraged, and crucial. Like, we will have, it's very rare, it's like once every 2 months, and then like a cheat night, me and my wife will look at each other and be like, we're having nachos tonight. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's our dinner. We're like, I feel like a big old, and it'll usually be like a Sunday night football game or something. It's like, I want to sit around, just be a pig and eat. And we do green onions, black olives, I'll grill carne asada.
Right.
And then dice that up.
Oh, but, God, if I could only do that.
But here's the problem is I'm a full believer that nachos, real nachos, have stadium cheese on them.
You mean cheese with a Z?
Yeah. Or no, that the goo. The
yeah. Yeah.
Well, the nachos were invented with stadium cheese.
Well, yeah. But I just can't do it. I can't do it.
Oh, that's don't get me wrong. If you brought your nachos out and stuck them in front of me, I'd dive in like a monster.
Right.
Like I still like those. But if I'm a nacho purist, and by being a nacho purist, that's you got to have the gooey cheese on it. And I understand if you don't like it. Technically, it's not really cheese, but it's just so good. It's so good. And how do you feel about jalapenos?
I feel good about them. I can't do that in front of the kids.
Do you like the pickled ones, or do you like the straight fresh?
Up. Yeah, fresh. Well, you know, no, I mean in the can.
Like, yeah.
As long as they're organic, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, but I mean, would you like a fresh diced jalapeno, or would you like the pickled ones in a jar?
I would prefer not to have to cut them because
just one less thing.
It's one less thing to do. And
or you can be like me and cut them and then go take a pee. Now you got a glowing pecker. Sorry. These are all things that happen, people. I don't make this up. And on multiple occasions.
But I'll tell you what I'm going to do, I think, before the next time we talk. I want to do the meatless nugget.
Oh, the soy
sliders
or whatever?
No, it's not soy. It's Quorn brand, Q-U-O-R-N.
Quorn?
Squirt.
Yeah. Corn, there, I got it.
Corn, Q-U-O-R-N. You can buy them. You can buy them in Ralph's, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have these meatless nuggets. They have like a bag of them. They're like 60 of them in there, and it's actually mushroom based, mm-hmm. but you can't tell it's not a chicken nugget. You can't tell.
Do you like black beans better or like refried beans?
Before I answer that, okay. my project is to take those nuggets and little Hawaiian, King's Hawaiian rolls,
yeah,
and make sliders out of those.
Corn sliders?
Corn meatless nugget sliders.
Corn meatless nugget sliders.
I guarantee if I gave you one, you would lose your mind.
I don't know about losing my mind, but I'd eat it. And you know who you're talking to, right? I wouldn't be like, oh my God, you got to try this meatless thing. This is amazing.
I bet you would.
Or I can, well, if I think you, you grab me, I'm not saying I wouldn't enjoy it, mm-hmm. but if you handed me a chicken nugget or a chicken sandwich and a corn slider, and I took a bite of the corn and then I took a bite of the chicken, I'm going to be like, this one tastes more like chicken.
I bet if I took a McDonald's McNugget.
No, you can't bring McDonald's into the fold.
But if I did that and gave you one of these what I'm talking about, uh-huh. and you tried them, you would prefer the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think I'd also enjoy licking the bottom of my shoe before I put a McDonald's nugget. They're not that bad. My kid gets them every once in a while.
I can't do it.
They're not as good. Oh, you know,
perforated snouts.
I'm gonna go. I have to. We had a revelation this week. What's that? Cheat day on Wednesday because soccer practice was real late, and I had heard Pizza Hut had changed their recipe on the crust and the sauce, yeah. and they went back old school.
Yeah.
So I just got a pepperoni pizza.
Uh-huh.
And man, Pizza Hut's back.
Really?
Yes. If you people want to just give it a try. It's back the way it was old school. Like when you could actually go in and sit down and get a pitcher of beer. It's good.
Wow. Because that's funny. My son, unprompted,
mm-hmm.
We have our favorite pizzas, right? And he heard the commercial. You know what their slogan was? Pizza Hut. Nobody
does
out pizzas the Hut.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was saying on his own, everybody out pizzas the Hut. It was not good, therefore a stretch. I prefer Domino's to Pizza Hut.
Oh no, I have an ongoing war against Domino's. I've been on the phone with corporate.
God.
They offered me a free $50 gift card, and I'm like, why? So I can order pizza, and you guys never bring it. I'm like, I don't want your money. I'm never ordering anything from Domino's again.
You're angry.
I am. One time, Owen was taking a crap on the toilet. The door was open. I think I told the story before, and a Little Caesars commercial came up, and he's sitting on the toilet, and he just leaves his big fart, and he just goes, like that, and then he just goes, pizza, pizza. Me and my wife just looked at each other and just started laughing.
That's a good one to end
on. It's such a weird family.
How can people send dick pics to you?
A semi pics, please.
How can people send leather?
Send me
leather,
your leather semi, photos.
A semi leather.
You can't say semi leather. That's just like saying it's like saying the La Brea Tar Pits.
Oh,
La Brea Tar Pits mean, because La Brea means
if you put it all in
tar.
One language, it would be the tar pits. Yeah.
My favorite Star Wars character. the tar pits.
Tar pits?
All right. You can email at joshuajfligger@gmail.com. How can people reach you, Andy?
I'm so glad you asked. I'm on Facebook at DJ Andy Chanley. I'm on Instagram as Andy Chanley, and I'm on Twitter as Andy_Chanley. Pizza, pizza. When
the
people that you know don't like you and you treasure your friendships and
tune in to this podcast
where you aren't official friends.
Where's the next exotic fruit farm you're going to?
Bend over to show you. Jesus.